The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Lotus Place on this Friday night, December 18, 2015. I want to say a special happy birthday to one of my best friends that I call a family member, Fatima in Memphis, Tennessee. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you and to anyone else out there celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you as well. Aja, Mother Zola, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. I am certainly here. Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste, yes. Namaste to you. How's it going?
Wonderful. I'm splendid. I'm spectacular.
Spectacular.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, tonight we are talking.
And I know it.
Oh, and you know it. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're sexy and you know it. If you're sexy and you know it, clap your hands.
Clap. Yes,
because you know what? Tonight is all about relationships, love, sex, mind, body, and spirit, helping you have a happy, healthy, and wholesome relationship with your significant other. So we are talking about keeping your man at home, keeping him happy and at home. How in the world can you accomplish that feat? You know, some women complain about their mates tipping out, slipping out. You got your Jodys coming in and out. You know, Jody got your girl and gone. And, you know, all of this carrying on. So how do you keep your person at home? How do you
working late again.
Yeah, they don't want to come home. They'd rather go hang out with the boys than sit up and be with you because you're probably boring. You got on your big Family Dollar drawers, you know, nothing sexy. Well, Family Dollar did start selling some little lace panties and bras, but
you got on your black satin cap.
You got that sleep cap on your head, and you're talking about where you going. How come you ain't staying home? You don't want to look at you. No big panties on and no sleek bonnet on your head and that moo-moo gown.
Yeah, the moo-moo. Right. Yeah. Big dusters. Show nobody.
Yeah, my grandmama didn't even wear those.
She sure did.
Neither one of my grandmothers, not even my great-grandmother, used to wear a duster. Now, all my grannies were fashionable.
They sure
were. That's where I get it from. I've never seen my mother in a duster before.
Nope. Tell me we're getting ready to go to the store, all I have to do is put my jacket on.
We keep it hot, we keep it sexy, and that's what you have to do to keep your man at home. But we're going to go into more details because I know we need to elaborate on this topic for some people. And also, Fantasy Island. What's your fantasy? It's just a fantasy. Something in the magazine. I can't think of how that song plays out. But anyway, Fantasy Island. Yes. So we want to know. What do we want to know, Zola, in terms of the fantasy?
Oh, yes. Think of. I know we all have them, and I've opened up Delta's mic too. We all have them, a fantasy, a sex fantasy that you've always wanted, but you were afraid to ask your partner but it's in the back of your mind, you know, I sure would like to, I sure would like to do that. You know, you don't go around telling everybody, but it's something that you would, it's a sexual fantasy that you would like to come true. Maybe you went out of town, you know, you go out of town, you feel a little bit more adventurous. Nobody knows you. But something that you would like to do, or it could be just something that you would like to do different in bed, but you're afraid to bring it up to your mate because he, you don't want him to think that you're freaky. Men kind of like freaky.
What's wrong with being a little kinky, a freak, freaky though? A little sexual. In the, you know, some people may not like freaky, the term freaky. What about sexual? Let me see, or kinky. Delta, come on, Delta, you hot.
Sweet freak.
Sweet freak. Sweet freak.
Some people don't like freaky.
We don't want to say freaky.
Flash in the, you see, lady in the streets and the freak in the sheet. But it does kind of turn some people off. But
they want
to get a little loose.
They want that
under the sheet.
They want that. They want that lady of the night that do all that, all that stuff that the white don't do. They want the lady of the night to bring out her whip, to bring out her chain,
Her handcuffs.
Exactly.
All types of freaky toys.
Little toys.
Like men like stuff like that.
Bedroom enhancers. Bedroom enhancers. I like that. Cute. Bedroom enhancers. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to write that down. Bedroom enhancers.
And bedroom enhancing techniques.
Can I tell you what about backseat sex in the car? get me a whip and put it in the back of the back seat in the car. Yeah, where is it?
Off the road somewhere.
Let him just take that whip and just beat it.
Beat it out the box. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Yeah, back seat, that might be kind of cool. That's a good one. That's a good one, Delta. Back
seat.
Let me tell you another place. Then you can go and set up in your laundry room. I saw this on Facebook now. You go and set in your laundry room and tap your legs up with your 5-inch heels on. Set to the edge of the wash machine, and when it's spinning out, you get right up there and gap them legs, them 5-inch heels on, and let the wash machine just shake it and shake it and shake it, and let the partner be right there with his keenie bedrawls on, getting freaky, and just open it. Oh, good. Make me about to pull all my weave out tonight.
Pull all my weave. You let him mess the weave up in, huh? That's a good one, though. That's a good one. They say you can sit on top of the washing machine and put that joke when it get on that spin cycle. That's one that I need to put on my list. I need to put that on my list. I have not tried that one, the washing machine on spin cycle. I have heard of that. That's a good one, Dale.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's two good ones. I'll share one of my fantasies that I have had. Beach sex.
I was just going to say that. You took it right out of my mouth.
Yes, I had beach sex in Cancun, Mexico. That was hot. Yeah.
You mean totally nude, nothing on?
No, you know, I wasn't totally nude. I let these people walk by and look at my body. No. You know, you put your beach dress, you know, your maxi dress on or whatever. or your bikini.
Okay.
Baby food.
Yeah, what about going to one of these parties? You know, like these, what you call these?
A swingers party.
Swingers party. Yeah, where they have all these became partners. But the only thing about having a swingers party is I'd be scared I'm going to catch something.
I can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, they have condoms. You use condoms. You don't have to kiss. I mean, they're rules.
Yeah.
Okay,
I mean, there's
rules. Definitely no kissing. Don't kiss. You don't have to kiss. Some people, I don't kiss anyway. I mean, I really just started getting into the whole kissing deal. I used to kiss people. I just, that just wasn't me. All that. Too many fluids exchanging.
That is so dangerous. But you know
what? Yeah, and then, what?
People don't think nothing about it. Like, going to all them different swingers and having all them different partners. Some people love it.
Yeah.
A lot of people love it.
Yeah, swinging is, I mean, that's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle just like heterosexual lifestyle or gay lifestyle. That's something that quite a few people are into, swinging and open relationships. Houston is a big swinger city, from my understanding. And Halloween here is like the swingers' holiday. So whereas, you know, the children celebrating for trick-or-treating, the swingers in Houston, they celebrate it. It's like their New Year's. For swingers in Houston, Halloween. So you and Papa need to come here next Halloween and try some swingers. Y'all switch up. That'll get that back hurt from hurting. That'll work that back. Back won't be hurting anymore. Right. Mm-hmm. Delta, you have some hot topics for us?
Most certainly do. Got us some great hot topics.
Okay.
I would like an opinion on this one. Well, there is a mother in Chicago who has a 2-year-old baby, and she is pregnant again. She's like, I think, 2 months pregnant, and she's living with her boyfriend, and they broke up. And they broke up because her boyfriend was very, very abusive to her, and the police. These two was known by the police. And they was known by the police because the young lady called the police all the time because the boyfriend was just constantly beating her. So she was driving down the street, had just left her house. When she stopped at the red light, the young man that she had been living with, he pulled up beside her, pulled her out of the car, and started beating her. Well, I don't know, did he pull her all the way out, but they say he stopped and started, jumped in her car and started pulling her out and punching her in her face. And the witness said he punched her to over 25 times in her face in the middle of the highway. So the young lady wind up, she's 32 years old, she wind up getting away from her abusive boyfriend. And when she was so angry, she took her car and deliberately ran him down and killed him. So they
killed who?
She killed the boyfriend who had been punching her in her face.
Oh, she killed him?
She killed him. And she killed him. And so now she's been in jail for 2 months because she hadn't been able to bond out. So, but she was known that she had been known to the police. The police know them very well for so many domestic assaults that he has beat her. And so now the people have got together and trying to get a petition started to get her out of jail. And the police don't want to let her out of jail. But yet they can kill a black boy who's running from the scene, and they let him out the next day. But here this man been beating this girl for years. And she got to sit in jail because she was trying to say enough is enough. I'm not going to take it anymore. So that's something, you know, I just think that's totally wrong for him to, for them to do that, let him get it. He's known as a abusive boyfriend. It's just like the white boy with the, what you call that? I can't say that word, y'all. Influenza. That
influenza.
That he was so rich, he didn't know right from wrong. Now they got the U.S. Marshals and the FBI and everybody looking for him and his mother. But yet, they let him go free. But yet, this girl, her, was being abused by her abuser. And so many people witnessed it. And she killed him. She took her car and ran him down. She didn't have a gun. So she used to the next best thing, which was her car.
Wow.
But yet, we're going to let somebody who's going to go and kill four people, paralyzed too, and he can go and lay up in a resort spa lot for a year.
You know, I'm sure there are a lot of women that are who are behind bars for the same thing, for defending themselves after being beaten for so many years. They just got tired and something snapped and they just fought back. And it's just a shame that they have to go through that, you know, and then still suffer some more after it's over. You know, still suffer more. It's heart wrenching. You know, because even the ones who get away, it seems like they're always being followed.
Yeah. And then we have another hot topic. We have the governor of Alabama. Have him and his wife are 50 years divorced, but the governor has a love child with a black woman. She's 29 years old. And the love child is about 5 or 7. Now the governor of Alabama, now he have been linked with another young woman. So the governor of Alabama got it going on. He's just like prostituting himself, really. They can't really say nothing about the women. The governor trying to close everything down because they say he don't like gambling, but he can like two whores, I guess, and mess his wife up, mess his home up for 50 years.
He's probably been doing that for quite some time.
They sure have. So how he going to tell somebody something? Then we got another hot topic. Well, the New Orleans voted with their city councilman 6-1 to remove the Confederate, all the Confederate statues that they have. Now the people done got together now saying that they gonna get they had a law firm to stop the city from taking down the monument. So we got a lot that we can keep fighting for justice and certain things is going on because they don't want to do right, but yet we gotta still fight for what we believe in. So.
Yep.
We need to keep a lot of these hot topics in mind. And especially the hot topic where the young man who killed the 4 people and paralyzed 2, we definitely need to reach out to that judge that set him free. So that's,
you know, the judge, since his father, since the guy's father was so affluent, uses, you know, the scapegoat of affluenza, since he was so affluent, and he did, the young boy did get off in the first place, the judge and the father probably play golf together. They probably have little dinner parties together. I am quite sure if they're not the best of buds, they one of them has something over the other. You know how they know little secrets about each other. Well, you owe me this favor. You got to do this for me.
Oh yeah, favors. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a lot more to it than, oh well, I think he's guilty. Well, let's give him this. You know, let's give him this. It's guilty or not guilty. A lot of times, especially when they're affluent like that, it has nothing to do with it. It's more or less, how can we get him off? What loophole can we find to get him off? You know?
When is that OJ movie coming on Lifetime?
Making an old gay movie.
Yeah, it comes on one of those channels. I don't know.
Who's going to play OJ? Yeah.
I did see a preview. I think that Courtney B. Vance, Angela Bassett's husband, is playing Johnny Carson, I think.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. But I'm not sure who's playing OJ. It's all in front of my computer. I could Google it. I would say like Bill to Google that and punch that up and see. But yeah, I would like to see that film, OJ, the OJ trial. Seems like that'll be pretty interesting. Because OJ got off because he had enough money and influence to hire the dream team.
You can buy your way out of any ounce of trouble. As long as you got the money, you can buy your way out.
Yeah, you pretty much can. You pretty much can.
We know you can buy your way out because look at the young man who killed the four people and paralyzed two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you buy your way out of anything.
You can. You have enough money. You pretty much can. Let's give everybody the call-in number, Bill, to while you're doing the Hot Topics, 641-715-3660, and the code is 549-032, press pound, and then press star 61 if you'd like to comment. Is Candy with us? King B?
718. No, I don't see him. No, not yet.
Okay, maybe King B will join us later. All right, Delta, you have another hot topic?
Yes, I most certainly do. They had a black woman down in Atlanta. And for some reason, all the freaks, do y'all hear me? All the freaky deacons. Do all the freaky deacons? They love Walmart. And they go to Walmart and get freaking.
Oh.
Well, we have another young woman in her 30s in Atlanta, goes to Walmart, take her clothes off, she goes to Walmart in Atlanta. It happened in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to Walmart and take her clothes off. And once she take her clothes off, she goes upstairs. And this is, I don't know how they keep her going upstairs in this attic. And this black woman goes upstairs, and she's having sex up in the attic.
at Walmart. Something is going on.
In that attic at Walmart is something going on.
In the attic at Walmart.
Well, who did she take up there and have sex with?
Another freak.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who she took up there, but I guess she was tricking, walk around tricking inside of Walmart.
Oh.
Okay.
Walk around
tricking inside of Walmart.
John.
Walmart was her business place, her office.
Like, she looked like one of those scariest trick you ever wanted to see.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's a crazy hot topic. What is going on at Walmart? See, I keep telling you to stay out of that damn Walmart.
It's
Walmart.
Hellmark.
Stay out of that
Walmart
crazy place.
Have so many people in there.
Mm.
Oh my goodness.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing O.J. Simpson.
That's right. That's right. He sure is.
And he's, now, I like him. Now, I watch that. I like Cuba
Gooding.
Yeah.
I met his
papa. My papa said he, I don't mean to cut you off. My papa said she was up there where the air conditioning was having sex.
Oh, Lord.
Papa seen it
too. Papa got a hot topic for us. Walmart
said. Papa said she was up there where the air conditioning was.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That is too much.
Top of Walmart. Having sex, y'all.
In Walmart. Getting her groove
on. Top of it.
Go get your cousin, please, at Walmart. Working Walmart like that. My goodness. Okay. That's another crazy one.
Go to Walmart.
Yeah, that's
why. We have 3 minutes before the first break.
Okay. Did Delta have another hot topic, or are you going into your poem? Do you have another hot topic, Delta?
Yeah, I got tons of them.
Got tons of them.
Girl, all you got to do is go on Facebook and a world.
Well, let's let Aja read her poem. Is it more than 3 minutes, or do you want to do it after the break? You want to read after the break?
Yeah, I'll read after the break.
Okay.
It's not really more than 3 minutes, though.
Okay. Well, you want to read it? Take us into the break, and then we can come back with another one on Delta's Hot Topics and discuss your poem, and then we'll go into our topic for tonight. And Delta, you can share your other hot topics also, maybe when we come back from the second break. How about that?
Okay.
We have to read your letter. Oh, my God. You gotta do that.
Yeah,
we have a
don't forget
ask
the
letter.
Yeah, when we come back, look, when we come back off our break, let's go right into our ask Delta question, because somebody's been waiting on this question for a while now. So we really need to answer, I guess, if y'all don't mind.
Okay. Mother Zola, can you pull up that question for us?
Okay. Okay.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
All right, and we are back. You are listening to the Lotus Place Radio, 641-715-3660. Is the number to dial, and the code is 549032 pound, and press *61 if you'd like to speak. And let's have Mother Zola read her poem, and then we'll go right into our Ask Delta, and then our hot topic for tonight, how to keep your man at home. And what's your fantasy? Think of your fantasy, because we want to hear two.
a three of your fantasies because we might try them. I might try them. Family hot. All right. What do you have for us, Mother Zola?
Okay. This one is called Inside My Chambers.
Ooh.
Okay. You knocked on my castle door when you saw the closed sign on the gate. I opened hesitantly and pointed to the notice. Sorry, closed for repairs. But you were insistent, and I reluctantly agreed to allow you to sit in the foyer for a while, to observe and listen only. Once inside, you fell head over heels in love with the view and wanted to venture further into the many chambers of my castle. Now that you are inside, you're rushing through, bumping into delicate pieces that are lying about, oblivious to their care.
Excuse me. And temporarily, when we're talking about fat,
hold on.
Everybody just hold on.
Hold on.
Getting the poetry together.
All right. Sorry about that. I was trying to pull up the Lotus Place radio. Now that you are inside, you're rushing through, bumping into delicate pieces that are lying about, oblivious to their care. I scream, you yell. We pick up the pieces and gently place them where they belong. Meanwhile, we are falling into a point of no return. There are chambers that house inexplicable joy and laughter, wands of creativity and enlightenment. There is a chamber of horrors and shame and secrets kept under lock and key. Chambers which are rarely open for inexperienced eyes to see. Standing firm is the chamber of knowledge, strength, and spirit that holds the frames together. At the top of the upper level, at the end of the longest corridor, lies the chamber of compassion, tenderness, and incomparable love and devotion. As you enter, please remove any shoes, prejudices, judgments, and preconceptions, and allow me to be your guide as I share my well-guarded castle of chambers with you. If you plan to stay a while, take your time and avoid the rush. Some rooms may need adjustments. Some need a total overhaul and restructure. Then again, some are just fine as they are and will yield hours of fun, pleasure, and wonder. All in all, you'll be glad you came by. Mother Zola. I wrote that in 2003.
Ooh, the chamber room. Okay.
Chambers. So now, my chambers.
My chambers. My chambers.
Mm-hmm. So inside my chambers.
Give us some insight to the chambers and being inside the chambers. What's that all about?
Well, I consider myself to be a little complicated, but I'm not difficult to get along with. But I don't like for people to bombard me or to try to get too personal with me because I'm real guarded about myself. And when I meet somebody, sometimes people want to rush right in. They want to, you know, get to the nitty gritty. They meet you and they want to come over to your house and sit up and then kiss and smooch and then go to the bedroom. No date out, no nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, there are many facets to me. You know, I'm more than just a pretty face. You know, I'm more than the visual. So there's a lot to me. So I call these my chambers. But once a person gets to know me, you know, I'm a lot of fun. I'm very loving. I'm very loyal and intelligent. I have a lot to offer. But just take Good time.
Take your time. Don't rush.
Yeah.
Peel that flower. Peel the flower.
Petal
by petal.
Petal by petal. Just
grab the flower and smell it. Peel it. View it.
Yes.
Absorb it. Pick it. Petal by petal. Or touch it, rather. Petal by petal. Yeah, something
and
like that.
And don't come in with a whole lot of prejudgments, you know. Preconceptions.
Preconceived
notions. I thought you would like this. Yeah.
And I wouldn't necessarily call yourself being complicated. I would just say a little complex. Maybe a little complex
is the word.
Yeah,
that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, just a little complex.
I'm complex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
That's okay, because I mean, I come across quite a few people that are complex, very complex. So I think that that's okay. That's okay. We all have our, what is it? We all have our idiosyncrasies. So let's see. Do you have the Ask Delta letter up yet?
Oh.
Or do we want, I'll tell you what, while you're getting the letter up, Delta, you want to share your next hot topic, and then Zola, now Zola, as soon as you get the letter up, you can let Delta know. I need to go on mute just one quick second while Delta's sharing her hot topic.
Okay.
All right. Delta, you got your hot topic? Delta?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Was accidentally on mute. I'm sorry.
Okay. We're looking for your letter. So you want to go ahead on and go with the hot topic?
Yes, I most certainly do. Y'all know we got another thing President Obama, I want to talk about something President Obama did today. He released 95 men and women from prison today.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did. And he gave them a pardon today. But they didn't call none of the prison names, but they said that they did it on the download. They said on the news. And President Obama said today when he did his speech, he had pardoned some people. And he pardoned 95 today. And he said there are other pardons coming. So if that's just something I want to put out there, and that's a hot topic. If we got someone that we feel like that's in being in jail, and they've been in there for a while, and we feel like they're ready for them to come out, we need to start writing the president and tell them they need a pardon. So that's something we need to start doing. Then also, there was a black man. And what do you call that maximum, that big prison up there? What do you call that big prison across that ward? I can't call it, you know. What's that big prison this year? It's supposed to be where the people can't be able to break out.
Oh, she's on mute.
Alcatraz
is closed, isn't it? I thought Alcatraz is closed.
Well, it may not be Alcatraz, but it's somewhere up there. I can't remember the name. I think I've been in a few minutes. Well, this black man, had been in jail for 28 years.
Mm.
And he went to jail because a lady dreamed. Now, this is a true statement, y'all. The lady dreamed. She dreamed this. She dreamed that the man had raped her. And the man told her, no, I ain't raped you. Make a long story short, do you not know that man went to jail and that man stayed in jail for 28 years? And that man just finally somebody heard him and took it up on they sell to see about getting his case overturned and made them do a, they made them do a, you know, the DNA testing. Sure enough, when it got to that man that even raped the lady, that man sat in that jail cell rotting for 28 years and he was innocent. And now they want to give a man a big settlement, a financial settlement. But you can't take that all them years, 28 years in prison.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you going to take that back? What can you do to give him his life back? Really? Nothing.
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 There's
at
no
all.
Way. You know, there are quite, I can't say how many, because I hear about it here and there, of men, I mean, of several of them just got released last year, like 30 years for something they didn't do, you know, and it's just your whole, that's your life. You've lost your family, your children have grown up not knowing you. It's really... It's dramatic. It doesn't even make sense to me at all.
No, it really don't. But when you don't have no money,
it happens.
No reasons, and all to fight back, they do what they want to you.
Yeah.
So that's sad right there.
Yes, it is.
So that's something that, you know, that's something to think about when a person tells you they innocent and they ask you for help. A lot of times, we as people that's in power and leadership, we should take it up on ourselves to try to help these people.
Yeah, there are plenty of them that need help, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, I found the question.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, this person wants to know.
Hold on. I think Miss Hattie, did you open her line up? I see she's beeping in. Come on.
Okay. Let's see what number is she. What number is she? Because I don't.
507.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Namaste, Mother Hattie. Is that you?
Wow. That's me. I was at 612, but I couldn't get in on that one either. And then the phone started cutting off. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was looking for you. I never did see 612. Okay, well I'm glad we have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. Black Rose is on mute. She's taking care of some business. She's actually en route.
Yes.
So we're going to read this question by one of our listeners, and this young lady would like to know, I don't know if she's young or whatever, she could be middle-aged, but she would like to know how and when does she bring up the subject of sexual history when meeting someone new, when starting a relationship with someone new. She wants to know how does she bring it up, and also
Why would she?
Well, wait a second. Let me finish.
Because some people the question. Wants to know.
Hold on. Let me finish the question. Let me finish because there's more to it. She wants to know how does she bring up taking HIV tests if she's already had one. She's already had one, but she has her paperwork, but she's willing to do it together. You know, they do have them that you can do at home now, you know. But she says that she's very particular about who she's intimate with. Because when she's intimate with that person, she's not only intimate with that person, but she's intimate with the persons that he's been with prior to her, which is true. So that's her question.
So, well, me personally, I think, you know, young people today, and people get offended when I say this, young people today have so many different partners.
Uh-huh.
And we have a fast, it's so true, we have a fast-growing AIDS population in our community. So I can understand why the young lady wants an AIDS test from the young man and his history, you know, because she do not want to get involved with someone, and he has a long history with so many different partners. So really, all those different partners, if he had over 10 different partners, that means when she sleep with him, that means she's sleeping with those 10 different partners.
Exactly. So, and then how recent has it been? And has he slept with the man? Because there are a lot of men sleeping with men these days, but they don't consider themselves as gay. They just consider it as free sex.
Yes. Yeah. So I understand. And so I think if you meet a man and you like him, and you think that, hey, after that one date, and you think, okay, after y'all will sit down and talk, and y'all had a good meeting of the minds, and y'all feel like y'all continue wanting to go out with each other, and you think it's going to lead to something else, and that's what you're hoping it to do. So I think that you should find out in a couple of days about his history partner, because see, when we was coming up, now see, I gotta use me, when we was coming up, you didn't just go run jump in the bed with nobody.
We didn't either.
You just didn't do it.
Uh-uh.
It may be 6, 7, 8 months before you sleep with somebody, and people, you know, they really did that back then. But the young girls tonight, they meet you now tonight. They having you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they'll take you home with them the same night. And then the next morning, you can stay tonight, and then you babysit their kids. So I can understand why you want to test. Because
There's rattling in the background.
She's going to be sleeping with all them different partners.
Yeah.
So she don't want to get with nobody who's having all these people and they've been having unprotected sex. That means her risk. Her health is at risk.
Her health is at risk. Exactly.
Her health is at risk. So me personally, I think after 2 or 3 days, you should be bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think after 3 days, what do you think, Icy Hot?
Well, I stick with my same question. To me, your sexual history is different than taking a test. I would say, why would you bring up your history? Number one,
not her history. Asking about his history.
I'm saying either one, because 9 chances out of 10, if people have been out there whoremongering, they're not going to tell you that. The only way you know is if you know them and some people talking or saying something about them. People are just not going to be honest with that. So I don't think the sexual history is going to be a realistic kind of thing yet. But now, on the other hand, if people are out, well, even if they're getting married or just out there having sex with people, not being married to them, I think is not very offensive to ask the people to take a test for a whole battery of things. If you're the kind of person that's just not out there doing anything and everything, and which is your business, whatever you do. So I certainly would, even getting married again, want to be having the person tested. And I would, too, for a battery of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then go with it from there. But for us to talk about, oh, I've done this, I've done that, I've done the other, I've been with...
So you don't think it's important to ask him if he slept with a man? Knowing that that's really prevalent these days?
I don't think they're going to tell you the truth.
But there are questions that you can ask, and you can decipher by how the person answers. If you're intuitive, if you're paying attention, if they get really defensive, for questions like this, especially questions like this, you go by how the person responds. I would ask, because I was friends with a guy. Thank goodness we didn't, get too friendly. But I was friends with him, and he wanted to, but I wanted to keep it friendly because we were such good friends. I found out that this guy, he let a friend of ours, do the do with him, They weren't having a relationship, but he picked them up. He picked them up off the street. And so afterwards, the guy said, "Do you know who I am?" And it was like, "What?" He said, "Do you know who I am?" And he said, "No." He says, "I'm Arjun, and, Ashura's friend," because he was all dressed up. And the guy was just like, "Oh, my God." So needless to say, when he called, I didn't answer, and I haven't really spoken. I was just so crushed, but I will. I will, whether they're offended or not, because too many times I wanted to ask guys questions, and that's one of the things I'm going to do differently when I get into a new relationship. I'm going to ask questions. Whether they're honest or not, I'm going to get it out there, and I'm going to use my intuitiveness and my woman's gift, and I'm going to go by how he responds. Because certain times, how a person responds gives them away.
Well, I think it's fair game to always ask any question you want, and you should.
Yeah.
Ask any question you want, but I'm just saying, I don't think it's going to be realistic that you're going to get an honest answer from people who have done thousands of people in the
I'm not so concerned about how many, because how people are, especially after you get to a certain age. I really don't want to know how many people you've been to bed with. I really don't. I don't think that's what she meant. She did.
Let's think about what is sexual history. What does that mean? Because that's what I think of it, is what's your sexual history, and how many sexual relationships you had, how many this, how many that, and that's the way history is history, like what you've been doing in that area.
Okay. Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. If I were thinking of it, I would think, do you believe in monogamy? Do you believe in one-on-one relationships? Or do you traditionally just sleep with two or three people at the same time? How do you feel about that? Some with some guys, that's what they do. They have a girlfriend here and a girlfriend here, and they know about each other, and everybody's cool with that. So that would be something I'd wanna know, especially at this point in my life. It'd be good to kind of get out of the way.
They are not gonna tell you the truth now. They're not gonna do that. But only thing that you can do, if you really want to be intimate with them and you wanna be safe and sorry, I would tell them, okay, if you want to be with me, I don't mind. I like you a lot. I think we can take it to another level. But I'm really afraid of, you know, of different diseases and things, and I'm really afraid about it. So I think if you're really interested in me, let's go to the doctor, both of us together, and get a test together. And when the test comes back, then we'll go from there. And if you're tested, we can go from there. Now, and that's the way you can be if you want to be, you know, on the safe side. But the, I'm like I said, hi, the average man or the average woman is not going to tell you the truth about how many partners they have been with. They are not going to tell you that. And the, nine times out of ten, when a man, he got more than one woman, he is not going to tell you that I got this woman here, and I got that woman over there, and this one over. He's not going to tell you that. He's not going to tell you.
But you know what? Some guys these days, they will. They'll let the woman know up front, you're not the only one. They're bold these days because they feel like they got it like that.
But that's for a silly woman. That's for a silly, stupid woman. And I hate to say it like that. That's for a silly, stupid woman because I'm not finna share nothing with nobody. If you want to be, if you want to be with me, you be with me. But I'm not gonna share you, and I know about it.
Right.
I can't do that. Now, what you think, Isa? Would you share? See, I can't share. I can't do that.
I can't either.
Well, and some of them, like you said, will say that. You're not the only one. You ain't going to be the only one. So if that's where you're going with this, bam. But there's very few. But I'm going to tell you what I think they will do is pretend like you're the only one and continue to pretend like you're the only one so they get caught so many times. And even when they get caught at it so many different times, then they will still say, your eyes are lying to you. I'm not doing that.
Well, they don't have to get caught a lot of times with me. I mean, if I know that you've lied, that's why I ask, you know, because if I kept them in a lie like that, a sexual lie, when we, you know, made this clear up front, and you said you weren't sleeping with anybody else, and now I found that you are, bye. I'm like you, Delta. I'm not going to settle for it. I'm not going to settle for that fooling around.
Yeah. And see, and
I'm not going to have it.
And I don't know. I'm sure most is on the line, but he would be at a 323 area code.
Who?
Chili Most. He wanted to talk a little bit about the march.
Okay,
3-2-3.
Another line. Open up.
3-2-3.
What march?
1,000 Women March.
Oh, okay.
That one. So, okay, I'll share it when it's time. You can tell me. I just wanted to let you know that he may be calling in.
Okay. Okay. There.
Do we have any other callers on the line?
Yes, we do. Let's see.
Let's open their mics up. 804.
Okay, 804, yeah, your mic
let's
is open.
Down. Oh, that Marvin.
804 Holloman.
Okay, this is Mr. Holloman. How you doing?
I think the proper time to ask. It's just before you get into bed. both of you go to the doctor together, because it doesn't matter how many times you can have sex with 100 different people and still not have the virus or symptoms. It only takes one time. And the most prevalent time, I believe, would be just before you commit yourself to have sex. That way you know you could have to be safe. You wait 2 or 3 days before you start. You might have sex the day before or before you start to be intimate. So I would say that both of you have go to the doctor, be examined together. That way you don't have to be lied to.
Right.
You know you're right.
Right. Right.
And there's another thing that people sharing, they have things going on now that they didn't have when we were coming. Now they
right.
have called threesome. Two women and maybe one man. Or vice versa. And that just continues to spread the disease. People are considering that their business. Until it affects someone else. Since everybody is.
We need to go to a break, Mr. Holloman, and then we'll come right back to you.
Before we go to the break, I just want to say, Mr. Holloman, the listeners can barely hear you. You're barely registering on my meter, so if you're able to kind of speak a little bit louder, if you could, please. Thank you.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, New Media for the New Millennium.
All right, we are back. We are back. Mr. Holloman, did you have any further comments? Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It's good to hear that from a male
and
perspective.
You hear a lot of men who are engaged in homosexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you that I'm not gay. I'm
mm-hmm.
fishing. I'm not catching. And
mm-hmm.
I retired from the jail. And my job was to, you know, make rounds. And I
mm-hmm.
was telling them that if you're engaging in that activity, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You are a homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You're fishing or catching. You are active in that
mm-hmm.
form of game.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This
mm-hmm.
is true.
So
a lot of times they look at it differently. They'll say, oh, I don't let anybody enter me. I do the entering.
That's
you
right.
know, oh, no. But you're engaged in it, you're engaged in it.
That's it.
And a lot of them take on this mentality when they go to jail and they pick up these spirits, taking on these spirits while they in jail, taking on this lifestyle. And when they get out,
they
try to walk away from that lifestyle. That is correct, and tries to come out and get away from that lifestyle and don't realize them spirits passed on with them, going back into the community, destroying their community. And black men need to stand up and be men. The problem is we don't have no, well, I ain't gonna say that. Let me rephrase that. I take that back. We do have a lot of good men. In our community.
We do.
We really do. But we got some rotten apples in our community that's making it harder for the good men to show up.
Mm.
They are there, but they not being shown up because the bad, the ones that are doing bad is getting all their attention.
That's right.
So, Mr. Holloman, how long would you date a woman before you would, do you believe in sex on the, before marriage, or you have to be married?
Well, this time, I've been married for 18 years, in this month. But, I was a lot younger then. I'm 80 now. But I abstained from sex until we were married. But coming up younger, it was just like a cowboy and a gun. You just see how many notches you could get on your gun. Guys would sit around and talk about how many women they had. Some would lie, some would be telling the truth, some didn't have any. Those who didn't have many were scorned. But I think that the first thing you should get to know the individual personality first. And if the personality is not right, the sex is not going to be that great. I believe friends first and then lovers.
Oh, yes. Yes, I believe that works so much better.
Mm-hmm. And I think people should get to know each other well.
Right.
See, the first thing when people meet, they want to go, men want to go straight to the bedroom. The majority of them, they look on the outside at the appearance. And if they like what they see, they fantasizing about taking it to the bedroom. And women really want to be wine and dine. And they want to be, you know, like cuddle, go out, just have a nice time.
Yeah. But show me you want to be with me.
Yes, and that's where a lot of men and women make their mistake, because the man, if he wants it, he gonna pursue you until he get it, and then he's nowhere to be found. But yet, you know, women's got to learn to keep themselves and let them pursue you, let them fantasize. You know, don't just be so easy.
Yes, men love the chase.
That's right.
You know. They love the chase. It's part of their makeup. You take a woman out, the next thing you know, she's ready to go to bed, first or second night. That wasn't hard. You know, that wasn't difficult. That was no challenge. Right. Men love challenges.
It's just like the old song says, a man chases a woman until she catches him.
Exactly. Exactly.
And seeing that's what we got to get back to the young folks today, they don't even know what that is. Young folks, all they know about, and I got to break it down so they can understand me, it's pulling their drawers down, pulling their pants down, putting the penis in, making a baby, and leave from that situation. Leave the young girl holding the package, and they go on and make another baby somewhere else. And that's what it's all about for them. It's not about a man and a woman getting together to see meeting of the mind, to see how they can come together and think about how what they can build together and how they can live together. And how they can start a family together. It's no meeting of the minds anymore. It's all about sex. It's all about sex.
It's a meeting of the genitals. Meeting of the
genitals.
That's it.
Yes.
But there and are she, some people that do want to really have a meaningful relationship. They're out there, but it's just, it's become so convoluted because it's gotten to a point, I mean, I've even heard some women say things like, oh, well, I just, you know, want him to come over and we can have sex and he can leave after that. You know, I think the men have, and I'm not trying to male bash or anything, but I think that the male attitude of, you know, hit it and quit it, let me just conquer her, I think that has been somewhat adopted by women, some women, and so now they're just like, you know, oh, it's just sex, whereas, you know, most women, we tend to have sex with someone that we like, you know, we love, we want to have a relationship with, whereas men, for some men, it's just sex, and it's so disrespectful when you meet somebody, you know, as a woman, and you actually like them, or interested in liking them, rather, let me say that, interested in seeing where the relationship could go, and then the man,
right.
He's so busy focusing on trying to have sex with you, you know, on the first or second date, and you're like, come on, really?
Right.
Some men can be just, and I hate to say it, they can just be such whores, and then, you know,
yeah.
They're going to talk about a woman, I mean, they're not even whores, they're sluts. Men are just so, some men can be so slutty, I mean, just slutty. They will have sex with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and then they have the audacity to want to look sideways or askantly at a woman that's having just a free sex type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, but can I say
doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Now let me tell you something. Now, when I was a girl coming up, my mother told me that she and my daughter-in-laws, they always say I take up for my sons, but I don't take up for my sons. I can only go by the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my philosophy. My mother taught me that a woman cannot do what a man do. And my mother said, he may run around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. You don't want him to run around with Tom, Dick, and Harry. But my mother said he may run around with all these different women. But my mother said he's still going to be a man. But she said when the woman does it, my mother said her name is in the mud. She's never no good anymore. And she's nowhere. You know, you can't even find a husband in her hometown. My mother says she will have to leave her hometown in order to get a decent man. And this is what's wrong today. We got so many women, so many of them. They are just, every time they meet a man, they can meet. Well, I put it like this. I can give you a perfect example.
Excuse me, Mother Jeffrey Cooker. Somebody, what is all the background? Wobble, wobble.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me.
Okay.
That's
no, that's not okay for anybody. Put it on mute if you ain't talking.
Sarah.
And that includes barking. That includes barking dogs too.
let me mute while I'm not speaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, my mother taught me that the man, let me go back to where I was interrupted. Okay, what I said about the women, and when I say like how we say men's running around with all these different women, but a woman today, the woman today, when she meet a man, and it's a lot of the women want sex too, but a lot of them, you can tell how promiscuous the women is today, and that's why a lot of the men have no respect for the women today either, because a lot of the women have lost their respect, because you can meet a woman, and she may have six kids, and six of them are all from all different men, and
That says a lot right there. So, think about this thing both ways. Women, we have to be protect ourselves too. We cannot live.
Somebody doing a lot of more rattling, and it's not me that time.
We can't live any kind of way. And women, we got to straighten up. We got to, you know, we got to straighten ourselves up. Every time you look up, you got a different man in your house.
I hate to tell you this, but that was when we were going on that the women's relationship would get tarnished. I don't think it's that way with these young people who are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Uh-huh. It seems to be now that women really do have equality, and young ladies have equality of being free with their sexuality and with their bodies, which is, I don't know. I don't think of it, but I can tell you this. When you can look at the TV shows and tell that, because it's a whole new strain of things that are going on. Look at Mary Jane. It's an okay thing, that movie. It's an okay thing to hop around. It's almost been norm now. I mean, I worked in high schools for many, many years, and I'm here to tell you, I haven't been out of them that long. But even before I got out of working in those high schools, I'm going to tell you, those girls were hopping around from guy to guy, and they really weren't being called, you know, those nasty names that back in the old days women would get called if they had a lot of different men. Those young people, those girls are going around, they're doing all kinds of things, and the boys are chasing them down and trying to make them stop doing it. And it's that way now. It just really is very different. Totally different ball game.
And to dovetail with Mother, what Aisha Hart is saying, you're exactly right, because they have songs like, what's that song, I'm in love with a stripper. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that, but that was a song, and a lot of people liked that song. And so a lot of the men were going around here actually dating strippers. And, it's like popular or bad.
Well, that's the challenge. That's the challenge for the man, too. You know, she's out there doing all that. Yeah, she's doing all that, but I have her. She's mine. She belongs to me. And she's not doing anything with me. But and that's the whole theme is that's the challenge in the man doing the chase, I think.
One of the things I believe that has happened is when I was going to church a long, long time ago, we used to have what we call a BTU, and we used to have this discussion, how long should you know a girl, young girl, even before you kiss her? And we used to tell them, keep your dress down and your drawers up.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound awful or nasty, but masturbating is far better than having STDs, unwanted pregnancies. That if you're so hot that you got to be comforted, you're better off doing it yourself. But they don't talk about that in church anymore. We talk about the racial thing. That is just as important as babies having babies.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I like that. That's a good topic right there. Should you choose to masturbate to, I guess, satisfy your urge to scratch that itch? Or should you go and have sex with somebody? Should you go and have sex with your friends? Or what? I mean, what do? You just don't have sex. You just remain celibate. What do you do? So, yeah, that's a good question right there.
Well,
I know that's debatable.
I think you shouldn't be even. I think you shouldn't be masturbating.
Why?
I think you should.
You can't get STDs. You can't get an unwanted pregnancy. And that's between
and you can get relief.
That's right.
You're walking around with all that build up.
Yes.
So I don't know.
And it does affect both men and women when you're backed up.
But I don't think you should be walking around masturbating. I just don't think you should do that.
Oh, you don't walk around masturbating. You got to do it behind closed doors.
Well,
nobody knows your business but you.
Right.
I know she was saying. I know, but I was just playing.
I know, but I'm... I just couldn't see myself doing it. And really,
well,
I don't even know
try.
How to do it.
Maybe you need to try it. And it may turn Papa on if you land next to him and you start touching yourself. It
yeah, some men like
that. Yeah,
that
may help your back.
The old school.
Oh. Don't
believe in that.
You
my
don't
papa,
know. Oh, okay.
Papa believes
if
you get up, you put your robe on, you put your house shoes on and walk around. My papa was raised by his grandmother. And he believed in you getting up. You put your robe and stuff on, Papa. Don't believe in that.
That's right.
But no, but I'm just saying, I just think today the young girls, like Icy House said, they are different, and we living in a different day and time. Because tell me what young girl will answer a boy when he say, come here, bitch, and come here, whore.
And come here, man.
And I have
mine.
To it. And they laugh. And
yep.
it's the time that we in, and they have no morals for themselves anymore. How can we go back and teach the young girls morals? How can we change their morals? How can we get this in them? How can we get this in them that you don't let nobody talk to you like that? You don't let nobody mistreat you like that? Because I was speaking to a young lady today, and she was telling me that she wanted to join the Army Reserve. And she said, I want a career. And they said, they're going to send me to school. I said, your first priority is you got 3 babies. And I said, you need to get down there and tie your tubes. And I said, to keep from having any more babies. I said, because you cannot keep her talking about a career and you got all these babies. How you gonna have a career and you got all these kids and no help? So these young girls gotta get their priorities in the right place. We got to teach these young girls. And the problem is, like the gentleman said, you used to teach this stuff in the church, but they're not teaching it in the church at all. Not only that, you were teaching it in the community. Not only that, they're not hardly teaching it in the community. What can we do in our community to teach our young girls? It's all right to have sex, but it's at a time and place when it's right. Sex is beautiful in the right place, at the right time, in your life. Sex is a beautiful thing, but you got to be ready for it. And
it's
a lot
a wonderful
of young
thing.
Girls... And it is, it's a wonderful thing. It's God intended for it to be.
Yeah.
This
that's why he made it
God
so good.
Gave you, he gave you this feeling right here. You can't get no other kind of way. Two women can't get this feeling together, and two men can't get this feeling together. It's only become between a man and a woman. So we need to get back in our community and start going back in there and telling the young girls and the young men, okay, it's all right to have sex, but it's at a, you got to do it at a time in your life when you're responsible. If you want to have sex on the rooftop, just like the lady was just having sex was arrested the other day. A lot of this kinky stuff is coming out of Atlanta. Lady was just arrested for having sex on top of the wall in Walmart, on top of the Walmart, on the air conditioner,
okay, a lot of this stuff is not normal. Now, we want kinky sex, and to me, kinky sex to me is turning over, getting it from behind. To me, that's kinky sex to me. And letting your husband lick it, that's kinky sex to me. But all this other stuff is on, you know, I never heard of all this other stuff. So, as women, we got to put ourselves in a ladylike position.
And so, speaking of which, are we ready for how to keep your man at home?
Yeah. How to keep him at home. Some of the jokers, you can't keep him at home if you were giving him everything and doing everything.
Oh, there's a way. There's plenty of ways. There are lots of ways, lots of things you can do. Be creative.
Well, come on,
McCain. Well, does anybody have a fantasy to share before we jump into how to keep your man at home?
Yes.
Mr. Holman, would you like to share a fantasy with us?
What is it? How to keep a man at home.
No, not that part. a fantasy, a sexual fantasy that you may have had.
Well,
something that you'd like to do or try.
Most of the fantasies that I've had, like I said, I'm 8 years old, and I haven't always been in the church. When I retired from the jail, and when I used to go home, even before that, they said, man, why you get that uniform? You know you don't work in no jail. You know law enforcement officer. Because I've done everything but rape and murder. And God has really truly forgiven me and has blessed me. I was caught, and what caused me to look towards the Lord was I was caught in a gambling house with about $5,000 worth of drugs on me. And the police searched everybody but me.
Wow.
And for that, I thank God. I said, that had to be the Lord. But, you know, like I said, I've done everything but lay down with a man. I've had two women in the bed at once. And
that's every man's dream.
That's it's about every man's dream, I believe. And only
might be every woman's dream.
God talked about it, that fantasy, and it was made realistic. But, like I tell guys, and I found out later in life, and I've told women, and when I'm married now, they say, yeah, but I don't want your wife. I said, but I want her. And you can't do any more. You can't do any more than she can do with me. Because with my wife, that's it. But that was my fantasy. Never mess with a man.
All right, your fantasy came true.
was that one of your wildest sexcapades?
Yes, that was it. That was it.
All right then, Ms.
But
Paul,
I'll tell you what I've seen. But I'll say this now. When I was out there and I had drugs, I used to give parties, and I think back about it now, I was as low down as you can get. If a woman was strung out and she wanted drugs, she would have to have sex with my dog. I had a pinchman, a big dog, and I've seen women have oral sex with your dog, just to keep high.
Everybody's mouth is open right now. That's why we're not
saying
anything.
That's a fact. That's no lie. That's
wow.
No joke.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd be surprised what people would do when they get strong.
Now, that one right there, that's just out of this world.
Yeah,
we need to take a quick break on that one. let's take a quick break on that one. We're gonna come back with how to keep that man in the bed, because Mr. Holmes just dropped a load on us. Woo! Lord, alright,
she looked me in the eyes and I swear she saw my soul. This world is too cold, I just wanna grow old. Have kids with these too many mothers, bury their sons. But just know, all good things don't happen under the sun. It's universal, speak positive to my peers. We see nothing but negative years and sharing their tears. But just remember that there's another side where we go, where we die, firm help multiply. Smiles and cries, we hide, no access to emotions. We got ups and downs like the waves in the ocean. And oceans of love, God.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
All right, and we are back, and we have Latanya, who's going to talk to us about how to keep your man at home. And we still want to hear your fantasies. Yes?
Yes, because I wanted to hear some more fantasies, and I have a fantasy that I would like to share. Okay.
All right.
My fantasy is to have two men loving on me at the same time. I think that would just be so divine. Now, of course, we talked about, you know, sexual diseases and all that, but we're not thinking about that right now. We're just thinking about a fantasy. The disease is not even, you know, part of the issue. That would either be they've already had their tests, or all three of us had our tests. You know, I don't want to have any inhibitions about it. Like, oh, I hope they're free from HIV. You know, everything is just like, all of that is out the window. I don't have that to worry about, and I'm just lying there, and they're doing whatever I want them to do. That's one of my fantasies. And, of course, they've got to be eye candy. They've got to be eye candy, you know, pleasant to look at. Another fantasy I have is I would like to have somebody suck my toes. I think so.
Oh, I'm
because
not
they're
to get to do that for you.
Fancy. What, Mr. Fancy?
We can get somebody to do that for you, honey. You gotta make sure you have polish right now. No loud colors.
Auntie
Yeah. Make sure you go get a pedicure and just keep it.
Oh, definitely.
Kind
of my toes would be right. My toes would be tight. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
A sloth man like to do that.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Toe sucking. Foot fetish. You just need to find a man with, you know, and there are even some men that like to suck your toes with nylon stockings on. That's a
oh,
thing.
Really?
Yeah, I read that somewhere. Nylon stockings. Yeah. And they like to have sex with you with the nylon stockings on. You cut the hole in the crotch and have sex. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Mr. Holman probably know about that. You ever heard of that one, Mr. Holman?
No, that one got by, man.
That one got by.
But I've heard the foot fetish. I've heard the foot fetish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are a lot of nerves in your feet, and it's you know, it can do some things for you. Okay, let's talk about some ways to keep him home. And there's a caller at 323. I don't know if that's someone we're expecting. 323. Don't know. If
are they in the queue?
Okay, remember. Remember I said,
calling to talk about the mark. Okay.
Yes, right. So that might be Chili Most at 323.
Okay.
do we want to get started on the ways to keep him home, or do you want to take this call, Black Rose?
Go ahead on and let Chili Mose make the announcement.
Okay, yeah. All right.
He may have some advice, too, on all of that other stuff you all were talking about.
Yeah, 323, your mic is open. 323-983.
You
have a fantasy?
This is Chili Mose. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can. Do you have a sexual fantasy?
I'm not here to talk about sexual fantasy. I'm here to talk about the Global Peace March, 4,000 women in white, 100 men in black, Global Peace March on January the 9th, 2016. Theme of the march is peace, faith, and family. And I'm here to talk about this because as you look around the world today, you see, you know, all the killing. I lead the International Stop the Violence in Love and Love campaign for the last 4 years. I've been the thing, and our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the minds of humanity by putting God first and including young people of the world because they're the future.
Excuse me, sir. Give me just a second. What you're talking about is important and everything, and we do talk about that kind of stuff on this network. But the host of the program, they set out, you know, what they were going to discuss, and, you know, it's just not appropriate to come in and change their topic like that.
Okay,
so.
Well, listen, I was asked to come on by Muck Hattie.
Oh, I kind of asked and assured, and I had talked about
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
I'll let you guys get back to your fantasy. God bless you guys for the holiday season. This is Chili Mose. Thank you so much for your time. Peace.
I didn't know that you had invited him. I just thought it was somebody who had called in. And, you know, we have people that do that sometimes. And y'all were talking about a topic. And I just thought it was inappropriate to just change it like that. So, my bad. I didn't know he was invited.
That's okay. We did want to hear Chili Mose just kind of entertain us for a minute and just maybe indulge us a little fantasy, and then also tell us about the march too. So we'll just invite Chili Mose to come back on Sunday and give us an announcement, or maybe he can call back in. So,
he said he didn't have any sexual fantasy, so that was out.
Well, I'm sure he does, but that's okay. We'll invite Chili Mose to come back on. We'll do that. But does anybody else want to announce the women in white? Since he didn't go ahead on and finish announcing it. Very interesting and important. Delta? Because I think you're hosting one, right? Hello? Am I on here by myself? I'm on mute.
Oh, I'm here. I'm waiting for Delta Cougar to say something. Delta Cougar, are you there? I see. How okay. Do you have the information about it?
Okay, let's see how right on ahead. Let's keep it moving. Let's move right along into how to keep your man at home.
Okay.
The best way I believe to keep a man at home is to find out what he likes, and whatever it is, maybe how repulsive it may sound, but if he likes it, then maybe it would be better for both of you if you would learn how to deliver it, so he won't have to go out and look for it. I know some women and some men are bitterly against oral sex. Some other are very gratifying to them. So if that's what he likes, and if both of you are in tune with it, but not if one don't like it and the other like it, both of you, I believe, would have to get on the same page. That's one way I believe you keep him home and feed him.
I agree with that.
Yeah, if you're doing something reluctantly, those energy vibes can be felt, and it just takes it out of the, you know, it doesn't do any good. If you don't like it, if you're just doing it because you feel like you're forced to do it, that's half of the enjoyment is gone. So it's something that both people should already enjoy or practice to enjoy or get to enjoy.
Well, art of sex is a good thing. I love art of sex. I love it. I love
to
lick up on me. Lick on
me.
Mm-hmm.
Lick it. And I think that it helps too, like when you have these discussions prior to even getting to that point of sex. You talk about these things, you know, you have these conversations over the phone for weeks.
But you know,
weeks and sometimes even months before you even go to the bedroom, and that's the whole thing. We jump right into the bedroom, and then you don't find out what the person likes, what they don't
right.
like. Do they have sexual fantasies? Are they kinky? Are they not kinky? You know, so you have to take that time to find out about a person, and then you'll know if you take a step back and stop trying to rush. And then you'll know what this person is into. And then that way you'll know, okay, well, this person likes anal sex. I don't. They really, really like anal sex. So they're probably going to want to have anal sex with me. And I don't want to do that. So maybe, first of all, I need to tell this person this. And then that way it's up to them. Then they'll know, don't ask me about anal sex because I already told you I don't like it. So maybe
right.
you just need to go with someone else.
But I think when a person do anal sex to their girlfriend, I think they gay. That's my opinion. I may be wrong, but I think they gay when they do that.
Well, I used to think that too, but it's just, you know, some men just like anal sex because of the way it feels. I can't attest to that because, you know, I'm not a man, but you know, I used to be the same way, Dale. So I said, ooh, they gotta be gay. Why you wanna have anal sex? I mean, you know. But hey, I don't know. But how we need to keep this man at home, McCain? What do we need to do?
Okay. All right. Make them feel young again. Women have PMS. Men have middle age crisis. They think at a certain point they're no longer desirable. They don't think they got it like they did back in the day. They need their ego stroke. That's why they go out in the streets. They find somebody that's young, who thinks that they've got it going on, who makes them feel like they still have it. And this person may not even think that. They may be just trying to get their money or what have you, but they like that feeling. They like to feel appreciated. They like to feel as if they still have their, what is it, something.
They like to feel mojo.
They like to feel that they still got their mojo working. And it's very discouraging and disappointing to them when that starts to lack. They, you know, when they can't really perform like they used to, or they get tired, that bothers them. They may not say anything about it, but it bothers them. So this has to be kept in mind, to stroke their ego. Initiate sex sometimes. Don't make it feel like they're the ones who have to initiate it all the time. They want to feel like they are desired. They want to feel like they're sexy still, just like you do. And so it helps to be the aggressor sometimes. He'll love it. Give him a rest, because sometimes they're tired because they've got to do all the humping, you know. And as they get older, they get tired. So sometimes just throw them down on the bed and you straddle them and you do the work. You let them know, oh, you turned me on. I've been waiting on this all day long. And that will really make them feel good.
Yes, it sure does. A couple of them. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that one. Definitely. They love for you to initiate it sometimes, you know, just go ahead on and take that leap and go over there and just unbuckle their pants, kiss them and unbuckle their pants. That's all you gotta do. They'll take it from there.
They'll know. Mm-hmm. Flirt in public. Flirt in public. Act as if you're picking him up. Tease him like you're his new girlfriend. Men like new. Okay? They like new. N-E-W. When they've been with the woman for a while, even though everything is cool, everything is nice, she's doing this, she's doing that, they see somebody new. They want new. So keep things lively. Keep things interesting. Act as if you're picking him up. Tease him. You know, do the things that you did when you got him. Pat him on the ass sometimes. You know, just, you know, surprise him. Use role play. Tell him he's been a bad boy. Spank him. Tell him he needs a treatment. I think you've been a bad boy. I think you need a treatment. And let that be your way of saying you're going to give him some. You know, role play is really fun. One of our listeners wrote in that her partner wanted her to, I think, dress up or something, put on makeup, and she didn't wear makeup. You know, that's part of role playing. You know, be somebody different. Spice things up. Be new. Touch him in special places you haven't touched before. You know? Touch him in places. You should know your partner's body. You should experiment with all parts of his body. One thing you could do is come up from behind him. Make sure you have on some cologne, your fragrance. Use that sense of smell. Encircle him lovingly. Kiss him on his neck. You know, kind of rub your body against his behind, you know, because you're getting him warmed up. And then, don't grab. Gently clasp his linga, his penis. I call it linga. And say something like, you've been working out behind my back? You know, because he's kind of, you know, getting large. He's increasing down there. And you say, you feel bigger. I need to check this out. Mama needs to go and see about this. Mama needs some of that. I mean, that's flattering. That's flattering to a guy. They love you to tell they got a big mango. Even if it's not, you got to tell them. That you have to stroke their ego. What do you think about that, Black Rose? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Well, I think,
what do you think about that, Dr. Cougar?
I think stroking their ego is real good. It makes them feel good about themselves. It makes them stick their chest out. And it makes them work three times harder.
It does.
It's five or six times harder. also, women's got to... And when they really want the man to come on to them, they can't come in the bedroom with your head tied up in a rag,
right?
An old raggedy gown on, all like that. You gotta be ready. You gotta be looking sexy. Now you take me. I'm a person. I love beautiful lingerie. I love lingerie. My husband, he don't care for lingerie, but I love lingerie. And so everybody have their own little thing that they like, but stroking their ego and telling them it's good when it's even the worst you probably ever had, but they don't know that. They don't know it. You just tell them that, and they'll work five times hard. So there's nothing wrong with telling your man that he's doing good or telling your woman. You know, it's just the worst thing that you can do is go and have sex and just lay there and no response back.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the ultimate worst. You definitely, it's like you're actually kicking them out of the house by doing that.
No. Yeah. And then when you go to have sex, work with your hands. Rub the body.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I can't stand a man who wanna be intimate, but he just wanna jump right up there and get started. No foreplay, no nothing. Just jump right up there. Oh, that
foreplay is so important.
That's
foreplay is progressive. It's progressive. You do this and then you do that and do this and you do that. Okay, here's something else. Hold on a second. Let me see.
Do we got any more callers on the line?
Yes! Black Rose is back here on the line.
I don't know how you got muted.
No, my phone dropped because I was trying to unmute when you were asking me that question. I forget what the question is. It was something about stroking their ego. I have a question. I just want to ask this question, especially with some men on the phone. Now, would it hurt your feelings if a woman told you that your penis was small, but maybe there are some other things that we could do or should? And this is for the men and the women. Probably just for the women, because men don't want to hear about a small penis. But so for women, would you tell a man if his penis was small and you couldn't feel it?
No, I sure wouldn't. Because that's their jewel. That's their jewel. That's like their ticket to whatever. Mm-mm.
No,
I wouldn't do that.
Tell them anything.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't dare do that.
No.
Mm-mm. I would let them go on with it. I wouldn't dare do it. And
we had a listener to write in about that. So I just want to. That was one of our questions, but I didn't want to read the whole letter, Delta. It was just that question. Okay.
No, I wouldn't dare tell a man that.
Mm-mm.
Because really, you gonna kill this ego right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he probably won't. That will really affect his performance altogether, because one of the main things that men are concerned about when it comes to sex is how was their performance.
Absolutely.
How was their performance? And I don't know. It may be a close second, or it may be number one. But it's between these two. How was their performance, and was it big enough? Now, with white men, they may not be concerned about that, you know, because, you know, but I'm speaking for men, you know, black men. They're more concerned about, hey, you know,
mm-hmm.
I can stand on the bank and it blows all the way down to the water. You know, they have those little jokes like that, like, you know, they brag
mm-hmm.
about the size and the length.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I hope that they're listening.
Mm-hmm. Flip the normal mundane routine for sex. Do Saturday morning, Sunday afternoon, not just, you know, late at night. Actually, your libido is more active during the day hours than it is night. So don't just wait until the nighttime to have sex. Have date nights.
Well, I've got older now. You can hit me once a week. I'm good once a week. But now, if I feel like, you know, maybe by the end of the week, it's okay. But once a week, I'm up in age now. Once a week is good enough. But when I was younger, it had to be 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm.
Well, if he's doing a great job, you know, whenever you feel like it, I'm ready. You know. Okay, let me get a couple more in here for our last few minutes. Sit on top nude. Take his hands, interlocking yours.
Sit on top of him and
sorry about that.
Because
Entering, sit on top of me. Take his hand, interlocking yours and your partner's. Raise the arms above their head. Okay, you got this visual.
Wait
now,
a minute, hold up. No,
mother,
I don't
your
have
partner
that visual.
With kisses.
I don't have that visual. I'm
while holding
I'm
his hands. It's very erotic because they want to touch
can't
you.
Hear you. Can't hear you.
They
hold on.
Because you've got their arms pulled back
mother,
over their head and you're
hold
working
on.
Their body.
That's
kind of like
out.
The next best thing
hear
to climb
us?
Them up. You know, if you
no,
hold
she
it
can't
up.
Hear us.
Now, me, I want to tie somebody up. You can use a scented scarf. When I say tie them up, I want them to be able to get a little freedom quickly when they want to. It's just the idea of I'm going to do all this to you, and you can't touch me. So you take a scented scarf or some fur handcuffs, something they can get out of quickly, and then you just go to town. You say, you like that? You like that? You want more? Have you been a bad boy? You know, tease them like that. They'll love it. It'll draw them a while. Be creative. Move around the house. Make them chase you. Have fun. Tell them it was good the night before, particularly if it was long love making. While he's on the phone, oh, here's a good one for somebody who's bold. While he's on the phone, give his linger, his penis, a thrill. Whether you want to just use oil in your hand, or you want to do the oral, whatever, just give his linger a thrill while he's on the phone. It is mind-blowing, because he's trying to talk and he's enjoying it. It's just, hey, he's not going to be straying away from home too quickly. Give men responsibility. Men need to feel useful, and they need to feel appreciated. Don't do everything for them. Some women just do everything for the man. Men will go where they feel they are needed. Give them some responsibility. And they like to know that they're pleasing their mate. Be vocal. Scream. Whimper. Curse. Throw your head back. You know, grab your breath. Call them out. Call out his name. Whatever your sweet thing is for him. Let him know that you really enjoying what he's doing to you. Because they want to know. They want to know, am I doing it right? Am I hitting it right? They want to know that. So those are just some ideas that I have. 5 more minutes. Here's one more. I already told you about his role play. Thank him. Tell him he's been a bad boy. Kung Fu. You guys remember Kung Fu? You know, where you use your tongue in different ways. You can flick your tongue. You can slowly move your tongue in circles. You can give those long, long kisses. Use Kung Fu on his hand. You're on top. You've taken control. And you take his hand. Make sure, of course, everybody's clean, taking a shower, and all that stuff. And you give his hand a treatment the way you think of doing his penis. You take his finger and you put it in your mouth, and you slowly suck on it. You take your tongue, you twirl it around, you do the tongue pull with each finger, and then you do it in the palm of his hand. You take your tongue and you twirl it around the palm of his hand. The hands and the feet have so many nerves. And just to do that, you have so many nerves in the hands. By the time you finish, he's just like, you know, just really excited. And then you do all the other things with your tongue, and his nipples, and his body. Do the Kung Fu. Do something that you know you're good at that nobody else can do as well as you. Keep your man with you. And those are some of my tips. I have more, but we're out of time.
Well, I hope you had your pen and paper out, because now you have some tips on how to keep your man at home and Now, one of them that you mentioned, I didn't quite catch it, and we were trying to get that position together, so we'll have to come back to that. But I just want to thank the Lotus Place team. Thank you so much for sharing your fantasies, your thoughts and ideas, and just being here with us. Thank you so very much. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Scotty, and everybody. And, oh, Mr. Holman. We thank Mr. Holman for calling in and certainly sharing his thoughts. Thank you so much, and we hope that you call back in. And we will be back on Sunday night at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune in to the Lotus Place, and have a great night.